98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Red. With the number 7 Future Renew Night Serum. Inspired by a breakthrough in night skin science. 98 FM.
Well, Reb, spill the goss, spill the tea. You've got movie news for us this morning.
Yes, first up, we are heading to the Emerald City because the trailer for Wicked for Good has been released. It is the highly anticipated sequel. It's going to be out in cinemas on November 21st. And Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo are back as Glinda and Elphaba. We were talking about the little teaser trailer.
I watched this morning, actually. That's when boring. I got up. I watched it, but do you know what caught my eye? The ruby slippers. Well, they're not ruby slippers, they're silver. They're actually keeping in tradition with the original format of the movie because it was in black and white.
Uh-huh.
But definitely Dorothy is there.
Dorothy's going to be making an appearance in part two.
And will she be an Irish Dorothy, I wonder?
I hope
to see the wizard
that Alicia Weir has landed that role. It's been heavily rumoured for quite some time. We haven't seen Dorothy's face in the trailer, but we have seen Ariana and Cynthia perform for good. And here's a little of what you can expect from Wicked for Good.
There's no going back. This is between us, the wizard and I.
The Wicked Witch can't elude us forever. Not with Prince Fiero and his squadron hot on her trail.
A wonderful Wizard of Oz. No one believed in you more than I did.
I'm so excited.
They're coming for you.
Honestly, that trailer is absolutely amazing.
It sets up a lot. And it also gives away a little bit as well with Fiero and Elphaba.
Yes.
A little bit away.
Yeah, it does.
But you can watch it now. It's really, really good. I'm so excited for it.
I cannot wait for more Wicked. It's going to be everywhere again, but we're here
for
it.
Give us a TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Set in Oz.
Oh, very good. Next up, I've got a little Love Island update now. Another Irish contestant is heading into the villa next week.
Do we know them?
25-year-old Connor Phillips. He's a rugby player from Limerick.
Oh, there you are.
And he's looking to meet a dominant woman who is a go-getter and is also good crack.
You should have said Limerick, so.
Connor is replacing Kyle Ashman, who quit the villa just days before the show's launch due to personal reasons. And it was previously announced that Dubliner Megan Force Clark is also heading into the show. She is an actress who now lives in the UK and she's pals with former contestant Harriet Blackmore.
Very good.
Two Irish people going in.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. Like, look, I'm not the biggest Love Island fan. I've never really given it a lot of attention, but it is on somewhere in the house when I'm at home. So yeah. I'll keep an eye.
It'll be everywhere. Yeah, and I would imagine one of them is going to be the next Greg O'Shea or Maura Higgins. Watch that space.
So, absolutely.
I don't know if you saw this, but Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson apparently split up.
No, I didn't see that. That'd be sad.
Yeah, 8 years.
It's always sad when you see a couple that have been together for so long and then they're
and they were engaged as well, apparently.
Yeah, that's
but,
sad.
But it's all off now. According to people, they have called it off and they were actually only seen together 2 weeks ago. But
see, gossip and rumours, you just don't know anymore.
You really don't. Finally this morning, he is known as Mr. Lova Lova and Mr. Boombastic. And
Brendan is back on. is that you're talking about now?
No, I'm talking about this guy.
All right. But you got me on the counter.
Wasn't me. We only played that song a few minutes ago, which is actually coincidental this morning. Did you know that Shaggy is BFFs with another very famous singer?
No.
This guy.
Go on.
Is that Sting? Sting!
Yeah, is he?
I did not know this. Speaking to The Sun, Shaggy says that himself and Sting are both Libras and they like the same drink. He says they like to go on long walks together. He's super competitive and even when they're on a regular walk, Sting always has to go faster.
Here's the little thing about Shaggy I bet you didn't know.
Go on.
Shaggy played the crab in the live action remake of The Little Mermaid, the live concert version.
What?
He played Sebastian the crab. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So
Disney did it.
Yeah. So Disney did it. And you know, they went, under the sea. That was Shaggy did that. And he's brilliant in it. And Queen Latifah was the octopus
Ursula.
Woman. Ursula, yeah. Really good. It was on Disney Plus, yeah.
Stop, we learned a lot this morning. Yeah. Shaggy is best friends with Sting. And Shaggy also played Sebastian
the crab.
Oh, you can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. My, 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 my.
Fabulous prizes.
Rebecca's off again tomorrow.
Let's try and get a win today.
98 FM.
Well, last time Rebecca played before she went on her holidays, we did have a winner. Ooh-hoo. So fingers crossed we will get one today. And a very good morning to Karen in Finglas. How are you, Karen?
Karen, hello.
Morning, how you doing?
Well, I'm having a grand old morning, Karen. You're there with your son, Jay.
I am indeed, yeah.
Now tell me, good morning, Jay, how are you?
Good.
Now, do you play Matchy Matchy every morning, Jay?
Definitely.
Aww,
every morning, and now you're live on air. Guys, let's try get a win. But first, will we take a listen to the prizes that you might get your hands on in the next few minutes? Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Sort out your garden with this brand new power washer. Stand back.
Enjoy a smoothie with a new tree bullet.
And answer your door with a Ring doorbell.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Karen and Jay, do you have a Ring doorbell?
No, we don't.
Oh,
you
listen,
might have one
you might
this morning.
Have one. When you play along, how do you do?
Well, yesterday Jay got 3 out of 3 with Rebecca.
Ooh.
So, usually about 2.
Oh, yeah. Not too bad, not nice. Too bad. Who would you guys like to play with this morning?
Rebecca.
Oh, I'm
Rebecca
going to the booth again.
Rebecca,
off
you pop, Rebecca. Bye. You buy yourself in the booth now. Don't be practicing your blind date. Yeah, off you go. Right, she's gone. She's out the gap. She's out the gap. Right. Jay and Karen, are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Right, your first word this morning is good.
Good boy?
Good boy. Good boy or goodbye?
Goodbye as in...
Goodbye.
See you later.
Yeah,
see you later.
Goodbye. Your second word this morning is date.
Night. Date night.
Date night?
Yeah.
Okay. And your third word this morning is space.
Ship.
Space. Ship. You did say ship, yeah?
Ship, yeah.
Right, so we have goodbye. We have date, night, and we've got space, ship. Karen and Jay, are you ready to lock in those answers?
Yeah, we'll lock them in.
All right, locking them in. Rebecca, come on back. The music is very similar. Very similar.
Yeah, it really is. They're playing the Blind Date theme song in the studio this morning in my boot.
There you go. Well.
In my boot.
Right, Rebecca Shackleton, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, darling. Your first word this morning... is good. Good. G O O D.
This is a lot of options here.
So there is a lot of options for
good. Okay, I'm going to say the opposite of good, so I'm going to say bad.
Oh, very good. Right, your second word this morning is date.
Date.
Yep.
Date.
Date. D-A-T-E.
What on
date.
Earth? Go. What would you put with that?
I'm not giving
date,
any hints.
I'm going to say date night.
Okay. Date night.
Yeah.
And your third word this morning, Rebecca, is space.
Space.
Yeah.
Space. 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 What? These are difficult this morning. Who wrote these? I'm going to say space man.
Spaceman.
Oh, no, there's no, I have to go.
You've got
to
take your first answer.
Listen, it is what it is.
Rebecca, have you matched? Oh. You haven't.
Oh, Karen.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Karen and Jay, did we get any?
You matched one.
Oh, which one?
You matched date night.
Date night.
Oh, yes. Date night.
But they said spaceship.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go.
And goodbye.
Oh, they're great.
They were great
Karen
answers.
And Jay, you did amazing. I'd say lots of people listening got three with you this morning. Thank you for playing. We're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Cheers. Thanks.
Brilliant. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
I think I was overthinking this morning.
You were overthinking a little bit because you've loads on your mind for tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? You've got the hair done. You've got to get the clothes packed. You know what I mean? You've a lot going on. But look, you did okay.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.